A look at some holiday events this Thanksgiving Day. Mall hours, a drink recall, stuff a cruiser at Walmart, and more.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Thanksgiving 2021 is here. It was almost a shadow last year, but it's back. Perhaps not at full strength, but let's give it time. Now, I'd given some thought as to not doing a program today, knowing that everyone is busy and in high gear, but instead decided to split the difference and simply visit with you very briefly. To put today into a simple toast, drink and be thankful to the host. What seems insignificant when you have it is important when you need it. And here is the outlook for Turkey Day and for Friday. Sun and clouds mild today, high 50 to 54, and the winds are light. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 28 to 34. And tomorrow, Friday, rain, snow showers, mostly cloudy, and a high of 42 to 46 degrees. Let's hear it for Armadas. Above and beyond the call, after the total devastation of the market, still they come through with the Thanksgiving meals as pre-ordered. And they were served up yesterday curbside. Pickup was available at the Longmeadow Senior Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So thank you for all your continuous support and prayers during these difficult times. And we wish Armada staff and management well and look forward to their return. Several brands of powdered drinks have been voluntarily recalled by Kraft Heinz in the U.S. due to the potential presence of metal in glass. This according to the FDA. Select code dates of Country Time Lemonade, Tang, Arizona Tea, powdered beverages, and a limited Kool-Aid powdered beverages selection that have a used-by date, the FDA said. And the issue was first discovered during an internal review at the manufacturing facility. Anyone who purchased these items should either discard them or return them to the store where they were bought between May 10, 2023 and November 1, 2023 are being voluntarily recalled. These are the Holyoke Mall's shopping hours for the remainder of the month of November. Today, they are closed. Tomorrow, Black Friday, you know they're open, from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, November 27, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, the 28th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday, the 29th, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Tuesday, the 30th, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. The mall will close at 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The operating hours will be 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Springfield Museums present The Lighting of the Quadrangle. Today from 5 to 7 p.m. This is a free event, and it includes refreshments from Dunkin', live music, and complimentary visits to the Gingerbread Under the Sea exhibit. This event will be kicked off by Mayor Sarno and Santa at 5 p.m. The mayor knows Santa personally, so please join them for wonderful photo opportunities and chances to talk with visitors. Well, speaking of Mayor Sarno, he'll be with the Springfield Police Department, proud to partner with Springfield Together Incorporated and Strong Young Minds for the third annual Stuff a Cruiser event set at Walmart Boston Road to help share the joy of the holidays with those less fortunate. You are invited to the Walmart on Boston Road on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4, where you will be able to donate stocking stuffers such as markers, Play-Doh, matchbox cars, mini dolls, and more. A tentative schedule of events and information on how to participate in this event and volunteer opportunities leading up to and on the day can be found on Springfield Together Incorporated's Facebook page. You can go to their website too, which is springfieldtogether.org. And so I leave you for today. I leave you to enjoy the bird, the trimmings, the football, all of it. Feel free, when all is done, to lapse into a well-deserved turkey slumber. And if you are fortunate enough to have the weekend off tomorrow as well, then right then and there, you have something to be very thankful for. I'm going to take tomorrow off, and I'll be with you next on Monday. Until I leave, I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and I enjoy the words that I will share with you of Charles Dickens, who said, "Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has many, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some." I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.